在我们还没有开始读神的话语之前
Before we read the word of the Lord，
我想我先告诉弟兄姊妹，今天晚上可能要讲得长一点。
I would like to inform you that it is possible that we may prolong our meeting a little bit longer。
我尽量地把它缩短，但是呢可能会长一点。
I will try my best to shorten it, but the possibility is there.
所以如果你听得疲倦的话，
If you really fatigued,
你可以站起来走一走。
You can stand up and walk around.
我对于这样的环境是习惯的。
I'm used to it.
我记得我在沙乐月的时候，
I remember when I was in 沙乐月。
我在那里讲话的时候，有弟兄有姊妹，他们不习惯坐的。
When I spoke, a brother and a sister there, they are not used to seat.
所以他们就走来走去。
So they just walk around.
他们一直走到我讲的前面，又走回去。
They walk toward me and they went back.
所以我就继续地讲。
And I continue.
所以弟兄姊妹，你觉得很自由。
So feel free.
如果你要走动一下可以
to move around.
如果你要走出去也可以。
If you want to walk out, it's up to you.
如果你要打盹睡觉也可以。
If you fall asleep, it's okay.
我这个也是很习惯了。
I'm used to it also.
请我们看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to the Revelation chapter 1.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
我们从第九节念起。
We'll read from verse 9.
我们一直念到第十九节。
Until 19. We'll read Mandarin first and we'll read English afterwards.
启示录第一章第九节。我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、仁爱里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证。曾在那名叫伯马的海岛上，当主日我被圣灵感动，我听见在我后边有大声音如吹号说，你所看见的当写在书上，达于以弗所、斯美拿、比加摩、推亚推拉、撒迪、菲拉提菲、老底加那七个教会。我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发甲皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿出七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是幕后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，只活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。 Let us have a word of prayer.
Let's pray.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
叫我们今天晚上再能奉主你的名在这里聚会。
So we can gather together in your name tonight.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你曾应许我们说。
We praise and thank you because you promised me.
无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会。
No matter where.You have two or three get together.
我就在他们中间。
I'm in the midst of them.
我们感谢赞美你，我们知道你是在我们中间。
We praise and thank you that we know that you are in our midst.
因为你是信实可靠的主。
Because you are the faithful God.
所以主，我们仰望你今天晚上对我们说话。
The Lord, we look to you to speak to us tonight.
我们仰望你，正是在我们每一个人里面给我们光照。
And the Lord, we look to you to enlighten in the inner heart.
叫我们真是能看见你要我们看见的。
so that we can see what you want us to see.
叫我们也能走你要我们走的道路。
So we can walk the way that you want us to walk.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们说教会乃是神在万事之前所预定那隐藏奥秘的智慧。
We know the church is God's wisdom in a hidden mystery before the foundation of the world.
我们也看见教会在时间的里面出现了。
We also see the church appeared in the time.
今天晚上我愿与弟兄姊妹交通一点教会在地上的历史。
Tonight, I would like to share with you the history of the church on earth.
当我们来看教会在地上的历史的时候，
When we want to see the history of the church on earth,
我想很重要的，我们要看见两方面。
I think there's two aspects very important to us.
一方面，我们看见那个外面外表的。
On one hand, we'll see the outward or the appearance.
另外一方面，我们要看见那里面的实在的。
On the other hand, we'll see the inner, the reality.
我们知道邪教会历史的人。
We know those who wrote the history of the church.
大部分邪教会历史的人。
We know most of those historians.
他是写到这个教会官方的历史。
They wrote the official church history.
很少你能找到教会的历史是注重在那里面树林的实际。
Very well, you'll find the church history written with the emphasis of the inner and also the reality of the church.
当你在那里看到教会所谓官方历史的时候，
When you see the church history officially,
你可以说乃是一部祝福、衰败、复兴的历史。
So we can see the history of a blessing and departure from the blessing and the revival.
但是如果你能看见教会那树林实际的历史，
But if you can see the true reality of the church history,
你就要看见说在各种各样的压力之下，神的教会不断地在那里被建造。
You will see the church of God was built in the midst of opposition.
我们记得我们的主耶稣说，我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
We remember our Lord Jesus said, I will build my church on this rock.
阴间的权势不能胜过它。
And the gate of Hades cannot prevail against it.
如果我们看教会官方历史的时候，
When we see the official church history,
我们就看见说有许多被建造的并不是主的建造。
We'll see many things has been built was not of the Lord.
因为不是主所建造的，所以应付的权势胜过了他。
Because it wasn't built by the Lord himself, that's why the gate of Hades prevailed against it.
但是如果是主自己所建造的教会，
But if the church was built by the Lord himself,
应付的权势绝不能胜过他。
The power of hell will not prevail against it.
我们的主他一直在那里建造他的教会。
The Lord is continuing building his church.
在历世历代他在地上在那里工作。
And in all generations, Lord is doing, performing his work on earth.
我们看见他在地上不断地有他的见证人。
We see that they are continuous witness and testimony of the Lord on earth.
没有一个时间主不是在那里建造教会。
There's no time the Lord is not doing his building of the church.
他一直在那里建造，只等到那一天。
He continued to build until that day.
那个荣耀的教会要彰显出来。
And that glorious church will be manifest.
所以我们在看教会历史的时候，
So when we see the church history,
我们必须要看见这个教会的历史是有两方面。
We must see that there's two aspects of the church history.
如果说得清楚一点的话
，to make it more clear，
我们在那里看教会历史的时候
，when we see the church history，
我们是在看见两种的历史。
Indeed, we see two histories.
一种是基督教的历史。
One, we see the history of Christianity.
还有一种是教会的历史。
And the other one is the history of the church.
而这两个历史可以说是共存的。
And those two are coexist and intertwined.
所以很多的时候我们好像被迷糊了。
And many times we were confused.
如果今天我们在那里读教会历史的时候，
If we read the church history today,
我们能分辨这两方面的话，
If we can distinguish those two aspects,
我们在神面前就要蒙极大的恩典。
We are most blessed before the Lord.
所以我盼望，在还没有开始之前，我们在神面前有一个准备。
So, it is my hope that before we start, we will have this ready in our heart.
我们知道我们的主他在地上有三十三年之久。
We know our Lord spent 33 years on earth.
他死了，他埋葬了，他复活了。
He died, he buried, and he resurrected.
他四十天之久向门徒显现。
And 40 days he appeared himself before his disciples.
然后我们的主就升到天上。
And then he ascended into heaven.
到了五旬节那一个时候，圣灵就降到地上来。
On the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended from on high.
我们就看见教会在地上的历史就开始了。
And we see the church history on earth start.
如果我们读使徒行传的话，
If we read Acts.
我们看的《使徒行传》开始是给我们看见
And the beginning of the Acts showed us
主怎样复活之后向门徒显现
How the Lord after his resurrection showed himself to the apostles
对他们传讲神国的事情
And show him the kingdom of God
然后我们的主升天
And then our Lord ascended into heaven
然后我们看见五旬节教会产生
And then on the Pentecost the church was born
一直到使徒行传二十八章的时候
Until the 28th chapter of Acts
在最后我们看见使徒保罗他在罗马
And we saw the Apostle Paul in Rome
他在自己所住的那个房子的里面住了两年之久
He stayed there 2 years in the hired house
他放胆地在那里传神的国
And he preached the gospel boldly
并且在那里讲解关乎耶稣基督的事情
And he speak something about Christ
没有说任何的拦阻
And hindered the way
这个是使徒行传
This is the Acts
使徒行传那个这个时间呢也是差不多三十三年之久
The period of the Acts is also 33 years.
所以我们看见主在地上三十三年。
So we saw that the Lord's years on earth is 33 years.
然后初期使徒行传的历史，教会的历史也是三十三年左右。
And the beginning of the Acts to the end is also about 33 years.
但是我们看到约翰所写的那个启示录。
But we saw the revelation written by
和他所写的书信和他的福音书
and the epistle and the letters
这个就把我们一直带到第一世纪的末了
and that lead us to the end of the first century
为着帮助我们对教会的历史比较容易明白的缘故
to help us understand the church history
我们就借用了启示录里面那七个教会
We adapt those seven churches described in the book of Revelation
我们知道在启示录第一章里面那七个教会
we see the seven churches in the Revelation.
乃是在当时的时候，在亚细亚省里面实在有的七个教会。
Those are the actual church in Asia Minor in that time.
但是启示录这本的书是一本预言的书。
But the book of the Revelation is a prophetic book.
所以我们也能从这个七个教会里面用预言的眼光来看教会的历史。
So we can use historical point of view to see that those church represents the church in the future.
我们可以用预言的眼光来看。
From the prophetic point, we can see it.
所以我们今天晚上就是要用这七个教会来讲教会的历史。
And tonight we want to talk about the church history according to those seven churches.
所以你知道，2000年的历史，需要一点时间。
We know we need some time to explain the 2000 years.
七个教会，第一个乃是以弗所的教会。
The first church is Ephesus.
以弗所的教会是代表使徒时期末后那一个教会。
It represents the last day of the apostles.
使徒保罗他在罗马被监禁。
The Apostle Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
那个时候他还有相当的自由。
He had a certain degree of freedom.
因为他还可以住在自己所租的那个房子的里面。
Because he can stay in the house.
虽然有这个罗马的禁卫军啊，在那里轮流的看守他。
Even though they are soldiers watching over him.
但是呢，他还能接待来看他的人，放胆传神的国。
Nevertheless, he can receive those people come to him and preach the gospel to them.
他在那里就等候啊，这个皇帝啊，在那里来判断他的一个案件。
He was there waiting for the final decision from the emperor.
是我们今天所能知道的。
According to what we can understand today,
当这个罗马的皇帝审问他的结果，乃是宣告他无罪。
We know the result is he is not guilty according to the emperor's decision.
所以保罗他就从罗马得着释放。
So Paul acquired his acquittal from Rome.
这个大概是在主后63年春季的时候。
This is about AD 63 spring.
保罗被释放之后，他就有机会再回到这个亚细亚去看望教会。
After Paul being released, he went to Asia Minor to visit the churches.
也可能他一直想到西班牙去，他也有机会到西班牙去一下。
He longed to go to Spain, maybe this time he got an opportunity.
所以他有几年的功夫，他能自由在各地传扬主耶稣基督。
So he got the liberty to travel for several years.
但是最终的情形并不长久。
But this didn't last long.
因为在主后64年的时候。
Because in the AD 64,
罗马的皇帝尼禄他用火焚烧罗马城。
Because the Roman Emperor Nero, he burned the Roman.
他为什么放火把罗马城烧掉呢？
Why he set fire to Rome?
照今天呢，这个历史家的说法
，According to the history，
也许他要想把旧的城完全毁掉了，可以重新建造一个更伟大的城。
He liked to build a more magnificent city, so he destroyed the old one.
但是当罗马城被火烧的时候，他在那里弹琴，在那里看火。
But when the Rome was burned and he was there watching at the white playing the music instrument.
所以人民的心啊，在那里就起了极大的反感。
So the people in Rome really show their discontent.
他为说要想应付这样的一个局面的缘故。
He want to find a way to to face the problem.
所以他就把这个罪名啊，就归在基督徒的身上。
He used a Christian as a scapegoat.
他说是基督徒在那里放火烧的。
He said that the Christian really burned the city.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason,
我们看见整个的空气对于基督徒就改变。
So the whole atmosphere for the Christian changed.
基督徒就开始受极大的逼迫
and Christian was start to be persecuted
这个做一个基督徒就是一个罪名
and it is a sin to be a Christian
我们知道保罗重新被捕
we know that Paul was arrested again
他又被接到罗马去
He was imprisoned in Rome.
那个时候的光景与第一次的监禁就大大的不同了。
And this time is different than the previous arrest.
因为他已经呢，是有了罪名了。
Because this time he was guilty.
所以我们知道，大概在主后67或者68年左右的时候，保罗就殉道。
Approximately at AD 67 or 68, Paul be martyred.
彼得也殉道。
And so does Peter.
那个时候殉道的人相当的多。
And many was killed.
在十二个使徒的中间
，Among those 12 disciples,
约翰是年纪最轻的。
John is the youngest one.
所以当彼得和保罗都殉道了之后
，So after Peter and Paul was martyred.
照我们今天所知道的
According to what we understand today,
使徒约翰他就迁移到以弗所到亚细亚城去了。
So John moved to the Ephesus in Asia Minor.
我们知道圣灵工作的中心在开始的时候是耶路撒冷。
We know the center of the movement of the Holy Spirit was started from the Jerusalem.
然后我们看见这一个中心就移到安提亚去了。
Then moved to Antioch.
然后我们看见从安提亚他就移到小亚细亚，就移到以弗所去了。
And from Antioch, he moved to.Asia Minor and then to Ephesus.
所以那个时候，以弗所乃是圣灵工作的那个中心。
So Ephesus was the center of the movement of the Holy Spirit.
保罗他已经去了。
And Paul was there already.
所以神就带领约翰呢，跑到那个地方，在那里服侍主。
So the Lord led John to Ephesus to serve him.
到了 Domitian。晚年的时候
Until the late of Domitian
这是另外一个罗马的皇帝叫 Domitian
Domitian is another Roman emperor
约翰就被充军到巴马的海岛去
John was exiled to the Isles of Patmos
他为着神的道和耶稣基督的见证
He was for the word of the Lord for the testimony of Jesus
他被冲到巴马的海岛上去
He was exiled to the island of Patmos
在那个地方
In that place
他看见异象这座启示就写了启示录
And he saw the vision and acquired the revelation and he wrote the book of Revelation
这个大概是在主后95-96年左右的时候
This is approximately AD 95 and 96.
他留在巴马的海岛上。
He stayed in the island of Patmos.
一直等到 Nerva 做罗马皇帝的时候。
Until Nerva becomes the emperor of the Romans.
在 Nerva 做罗马皇帝的时候，有一个很短的时期很平安。
There's a short peaceful time under Nerva.
所以约翰就被放回到以弗所去。
And John was released and went back to Ephesus.
在他老年的时候，他就写了三封的书信和使徒和这个约翰福音。
At his old age, he wrote three letters and the gospel according to John.
这个就是约翰一书、二书、三书。
This is the first and second and third of John.
和约翰福音。
And also the gospel according to John.
他大概活到差不多一个岁的时候，才被逐进去。
He lived until he was 100.
他死的那一年是在垂帘做皇帝第三年的时候。
the day he died is on the year of Trajan, third year.
在这一段的时期里面，我们看见神的教会继续在那里往前走。
Now we see the Church of God proceed continuously.
虽然逼迫已经开始了
，even though the persecution started.
但是教会还是往前进。
But the church proceed in a steady course.
实在说来，使徒们还没有离开世界之前。
Actually, strictly speaking, before the apostle left the world,
他们就已经警告教会说
they warned the churches.
有逼迫要临到他们
the persecution will come upon them.
有难处要临到他们
much difficult will come.
因为我们如果要进入神的国
becauseWe want to get into the kingdom of God.
我们必须要经历许多的艰难。
We have to went through much suffering.
这个是预料的事。
This is but anticipated.
这个是不可避免的事。
This is inevitable.
但是在使徒的心里面。
But in the heart of the apostle.
他们所关心的，他不是外面的逼迫。
But they really care is not the persecution from outward.
因为基督徒受世界的逼迫，这是当然的事情。
Because it is a matter of course that the Christian will be persecuted from outside.
他们心里所关心的，就是关心教会里面就有问题。
So what they care most is the inner problem of the church.
所以我们记得保罗，他叫以弗所在以弗所的长老来看他的时候。
So Paul, when he asked the elders from Ephesus to come to see him,
这在使徒行传第二十章。
In Acts chapter 20,
他就告诉他们说，有将来有凶猛的豺狼要进到你们中间来。
He said there will be wolves to come into your midst.
不爱一些羊群。
They will not spare the sheep.
并且在你们中间也有人要起来。
Not only that, but also someone within you will be rise up.
他们要讲那一些悖逆的话语。
They will say heresy.
要引人到他们那里去。
They will draw the people to them.
彼得他在彼得后书第二章也提到同样的事情。
And Peter in 2 Peter chapter 2 mentioned about a similar thing.
彼得知道他离开世界的日子近了。
And Peter knew that the day that he left the earth is close.
所以他就写书信啊，要来警告当时的门徒。
He wrote a letter to warn the apostle at that time.
他说将来必有假的师父要起来。
He said there will be false witness will be here.False teacher.
他们要讲一些的异端。
They'll preach heresy.
甚至于否认就是他们的主。
Even they will deny the Lord, their Savior.
他们自取世俗的名望。
They will perish.
就是使徒约翰也同样在他的书信里面提到。
And the same thing, John.Said in his letters.
他说有许多的假基督已经出来了。
There are many false Christ came.
甚至于在教会的中间也有毫未熟的那个丢特飞。
And even those who want to take the preeminence, deal trophies.
我们看见希伯来书也在那里警告我们。
And we saw it in the book of Hebrew.
警告我们说因着环境那么艰难的缘故。
We were warned that because of the circumstances become so difficult.
许多信主的犹太人要回到犹太教里面去。
That many believers will return to the Judaism.
所以这一个就使徒们所关心的事情。
This is what apostle care most.
果然，在这个第一世纪的时候。
In the first century,
我们知道到了第一世纪末叶的那个时候
the later part of the first century,
可以说，基督徒已经到了第二代或者第三代了。
We know Christianity has come to the second and the third generation.
第一代信主的人实在有异象。
The first generation indeed possessed the vision.
他们也出了很大的代价来跟从主。
They paid a great price to follow the Lord.
但是当第二代起来的时候
When the second generation rise,
也许他们是从第一代承受了一些的真理。
they inherit some truth from the first generation.
他们就进到第一代所预备的那个团体的生活的里面。
They enter into the fellowship of the prepared by the first generation.
他们自己没有那个自己的意向。
They didn't receive the revelation directly.
他们手里所有的乃是遗传。
But they had is tradition.
虽然这个遗传是个很好的遗传。
Even though that this tradition is a good one,
但是这是二手的东西。
But this is a second hand.
在他们里面没有深深的感觉。
And they do not really have a feeling.
所以到了第二代、第三代的时候。
So come to the second and third generation.
我们看见一面有逼迫。
So on one hand, there's a persecution.
另外一面没有逼迫的时候。
On the other hand, when the persecution wasn't there,
他们也都有很兴旺的光景。
They have some prosperity.
因着逼迫和兴盛在那里交织的工作。
Because the interaction of the persecution and the prosperity.
他们渐渐把当初的爱离弃了。
Gradually, they lost their first love.
所以我们看主在那里对以弗所的教会说。
So the Lord told the church at Ephesus.
我知道你的行为。
I know your deeds.
我知道你许许多多的好处。
I know many good things you did.
但是我反对你。
But I'm against you.
因为你把当初的爱离弃了。
Because you forsake the first love.
你如果不悔改的话
Repent.
你如果不悔改的话
If you do not repent.
我要把这个灯台把它挪去
I'm going to remove the lampstand.
这个是教会的历史第一段的历史
This is the first section of the church history.
然后我们看见有第二段的历史
Now we see the second section.
就是斯美纳的教会所代表
It is represented by the Smyrna Church.
斯美纳的教会乃是第二世纪和第三世纪那个时候的教会。
Smyrna is the product of the second and the third centuries.
斯美纳的教会是一个受苦的教会。
Smyrna Church is a suffering church.
我们的主为着爱教会的缘故。
Our Lord, because of His love for the church.
他看见教会已经堕落了。
He saw the church already fallen.
已经落在那个形式的里面。
Into the formality.
缺少了那个当初的爱。
And the lack of the first love.
所以在他主宰的安排的里面。
And in his arrangement.
他就容忍逼迫临到教会。
He allowed the persecution come to the church.
因着逼迫的缘故，叫教会能得着一个复兴。
He wants to revive the church through the persecution.
我们知道在教会历史的上面。
We know the church history.
什么时候教会遭遇逼迫的时候。
Whenever the church was persecuted.
那是教会被复兴的时候。
And that's the time the church was revived.
什么时候教会太平安了。
And whenever the church is very peaceful.
那个时候我们就松懈了。
And we relax.
所以那个时候神就允许逼迫领导他。
That's the result. That's the reason the Lord allowed the persecution came.
虽然逼迫罗马帝国逼迫教会，乃是在尼罗的时候就已经开始了。
The persecution from Roman Empire started from Nero.
但是这一个逼迫继续第二世纪、第三世纪。
But this persecution continued into the third and the second and the third century.
在斯美纳教会的书信的里面。
In the letter to the Smyrna.
主说你们还要受苦十天。
You have to suffer for ten more days.
你们如果忍耐忠心到底的。
If you persevere.
要得着生命的冠冕。
Until the end, you will receive the crown of the Holy Spirit.
所以解经的人差不多公认说。
So those who explain the Bible, they all come to the same conclusion.
他说这个十天呢，就是指着罗马帝国十次的大逼迫基督徒。
This 10 days is referred to those 10 times of great persecution in Roman Empire.
在Nero, Domitian, Trajan, Marcus, Severus, Maximus, Decius, Valerian, Aurelian, and Diocletian. 在这个十个皇帝的底下 教会经过很大的逼迫。
And the persecution was severe under those ten emperors, like just a brother just mentioned.
但是虽然在逼迫的中间，教会反而得着复兴。
And the church received a revival at that time.
在主后112年的时候
，in AD 112,
因为有许多的基督徒啊，被带到那个低推尼啊，这个总督 Pliny 的严格的面前去受审问。
And when many Christians was brought before the Pliny, the younger, which is in the Pontus and the Pitani.
他是一个罗马的一个总督。
He is a governor of a Roman.
那么许多的基督徒啊，被带到他的面前，要他来定罪。
And many people was brought before him to be sentenced.
因为基督徒就是罪。
Because to be a Christian is a sin.
但是他在那里审问他们的时候，他发觉他们是怎么情形呢
？But when he sit there and judge them, what did he find?
他看见那么多的人被带到他面前受审问。
He saw so many people came before him.
他也实在找不出他们做了什么不法的事情。
He cannot find any fault.
就是因为他们是基督徒。
It's just because they are Christians.
所以他就不知道应当怎样处置好。
He didn't know what to do.
所以他就写信给崔景皇帝。
So he wrote a letter to Trajan, the emperor.
在他的信里头啊，他就讲到基督徒的品格和发展。
And in that letter, he just talk about a Christian's character and its development.
他怎么说呢
？How did he say?
他说基督徒所有的罪和错误啊，就是这个。
He said all the faults of the Christian lies in this.
他们通常啊，在某一个天，天还没有亮之前，就一同聚集了。
So they gather together in one morning before daybreak.
他们向基督唱诗。
They sing a song to Christ,
好像像神唱诗一样
as to God.
他们彼此就离世
and they have vowed one another.
不做恶事
they will not do any evil.
不偷窃
they will not robbery.
不抢劫
they will not steal.
不犯奸淫
they will not commit adultery.
永远不说假话
and never speak a liar.
归还人所信托给他们的东西。
And return those who what they owe. What committed onto them.
他说这些这种的迷信啊，现在铺满了传染了各个城市。
And this is superstitions is all over the city.
甚至于铺及到乡村里面去。
And even spread to the countryside.
自从保罗彼得殉道之后
，After the martyrdom of Paul and Peter，
我们知道在那个时期，不知道有多少的基督徒为主殉道
，And numerous Christian was martyred。
中间比较大家知道一点的
，And those who most well known，
有一个就是安提亚的监督
，And the bishop of Antioch is among them。
Ignatius。
Ignatius
他因为胆子很大
and he was so bold
他跑到皇帝崔景的面前要替这个基督教基督徒辩护
and he wanted to debate before the emperor Trajan
所以结果就被判死罪
and he was sentenced to death
把他送到罗马要给野兽吃掉
and he was carried to Rome and to be fed to the wild beasts
叫众百姓来娱乐一下
for the entertainment of the people
当他在路上的时候
and while on his way
他写信给斯美纳的监督
and he wrote a letter to the bishop at Smyrna
就是 Polycarp
he's a Polycarp
他怎么说呢
what did he say
他说我巴不得立刻就碰到这些凶猛的野兽。
Would to God I would at once come to those wild beasts.
我巴不得这些野兽啊，张他的口来吞灭我。
And I wish
他们不做的话，我要去挑动他们来吞灭我。
I will provoke them even if they don't do that to me.
还有一个就是 Polycarp 自己。
And the other one is the Polycarp himself.
在 Marcus Aurelius 做皇帝的时候。
And during the year of Marcus Aurelius Emperor.
他也被俘了。
And he was arrested.
但是因为他年纪很老。
Because he was so old.
并且他的声望很高。And
he got much reputation.
所以那个地方的种族啊想救他。
So the governor wanted to save his life.
就对他说。
And tell him this.
你只要向皇帝啊立个誓。
You only have to vow to the emperor.
你辱骂基督，我就把你放走了。
And revile Christ, and I will let you go.
Polycarp 他怎么说呢
？And what did Polycarp say?
他说我侍奉主八十六年之久。
He said 6 and 80 years I served the Lord.
主从来没有宽待我。
And he never did me anything wrong.
他真是好待我。
He always did me good.
我怎么能辱骂我的主，我的救主呢
？And how can I revile him?
所以结果，他就被火烧，把他焚烧。
He was burned to death.
在 Severus 做皇帝的时候
，In the year of Severus,
有两位年轻的姊妹
，And there's two young sisters,
Perpetua 和 Felicitas.
Perpetua and Felicitas.
这个 Perpetua 她的出身非常的高贵
Perpetua was from a noble family
并且她受很高的教育
of liberal educated
她嫁给一个很好的一个家庭
and honorably married
那个时候她有一个出生的吃奶的婴孩
and he was the mother of the child at her breast
她才22岁
at age of 22
他那个时候实在还没有受洗了
And that before he was baptized
他不过是所谓的摸道友啊
He was those who searched for the truth
但是他也被抓去了
And she was arrested
他是在监狱里头受洗的
She was baptized in prison
他的老父亲
And his old father
知道那个光景非常严重
No, this is a serious matter
所以匆匆忙忙地跑到监狱里来看他
And hurry to the jail
他就求他的女儿
And he begged his daughter
他说你看我这个白头发的老父亲啊
He said, pity my great hair
你也要看顾你这个吃奶的小孩子
Say, look upon thy child
当然 Perpetua 他心里头非常的痛苦
And we know, of course, Perpetua, his heart was deeply moved.
但是主给他恩典，叫他很安定。
And according to the grace of God, he was calm.
当他被带到戏院里头，要被野牛啊，吃死的时候。
Before he was brought to the amphitheater to be gored by the boar.
他在那里唱诗篇。
He sang a song.
牛把他跳在空中抛下来。
And the mad bull just tossed the herd into the air.
但是几次都没有死。
And several times,
所以最后，罗马的剑士就 gladiator 就用剑把他刺死。
And later was killed by the gladiator's sword.
这样的故事很多很多。
Many of those type of story was recorded.
在第二世纪中叶的时候。
At the middle of the second century,
有一个隐名的人，他写了这些的话。
An anonymous writer writes the following.
他写到基督徒团体的生活。
He wrote the fellowship and the corporate life of a Christian.
这些东西非常宝贝。
It's very precious.
因为我们对于第二世纪、第三世纪啊，究竟啊，我们的弟兄姊妹，他们的生活，他们的遭遇如何，我们不知道。
We know very little about the life in the second and third centuries.
所以我愿意多花一点时间，交通一下。
So I would like to spend a little bit more time to share.
那个时候基督徒团体的生活是怎样的呢
？What kind of life of their corporate life of a Christian?
他说，基督徒表彰一种奇妙的团体生活。
He said that they manifest a strange ways of living.
他们住在本国，好像寄居一样。
They live in their own country, but as sojourners.
忍受艰难，如同外人一样。
Yet endure all hardship as foreigners.
他们到处为家，但是如处是家。
Every foreign land to them is a home, yet their very home is a foreign land.
他们住在地上过日子。
They pass their day on the earth.
他们就是天上的子民。
But they are citizens of heaven.
他们遵守当地的律法。
They obey the law of the land.
可是同时，他们的生活是超越律法。
At the same time, their deeds is to surpass the law.
他们爱众人，却被众人辱骂。
They love all and are reviled by all.
这些殉道者的血，
and those blood of the martyrs,
浇灌了福音的种子，
and watered the seed.
所以结果我们看见不是罗马帝国毁灭教会，
It's not the Roman Emperor conquered the church.
乃是教会毁灭了罗马帝国。
It's the church destroyed the Roman Empire.
可是，
However,
就在那一段的时间，
At this very time,
教会就开始偏离基督的真理。
And the church start to deviate from the truth of Christ.
尤其在教会行政这件事情上，
Especially in the church government.
有急性的发展。
There's a development of abnormality.
我们读教会历史的人都知道有一些称错所谓教父。
We studied church history, we know the church fathers.
Saint Clement, Ignatius, Polycarp, Irenaeus, Barnabas, 这些都是所谓二世纪、三世纪的教父。
Just like a Clement, Barnabas, Ignatius, and Irenaeus.
这些的教父，
and those church fathers,
他们忽略了圣灵在教会里的同在。
They ignored the presence of the Holy Spirit.
他们忽略了教会属灵秩序的美丽和单纯。
They forgot the beauty and the simplicity of the church order.
为着要避免分裂，
and in order to avoid the separation,
并且要抵制异端，
and to avoid the heresy, to fight against heresy.
他们就得带进了所谓的教权主义 clericalism, 教权主义。
So they brought in clericalism.
这个是什么东西呢？
What is this?
他们提高这个监督的地位。
They elevate the position of the bishop.
我们知道在圣经的里面，
We know it in the Bible.
监督和长老是一样的。
The bishop is the same as the elder.
长老是指人说的。
And the elder is referred to the person.
监督是指他的这份说的。
And the bishop is referred to the position.
但是到了那个时候，他们就把监督的地位升高。
So they elevate the bishop's position.
他们说教会里头必须要有一个监督。
They say that it is indispensable to have one bishop.
他的权柄是绝对，
and his authority is absolute.
依着这个缘故，我们看见许多偏差的东西就带进来。
And for this reason, there's the deviation came in.
那个时候，所谓圣品和平心柱的这个分别也来了。
So this caused the rise of the clergy and laity.
那个时候婴孩受洗也是在那个时候带进来。
And the infant baptismal service came in as well.
那个时候所谓这个受洗重生 baptismal regeneration 也是在那个时候开始的。
Baptismal regeneration also started at that time.
在第三世纪的时候，
In the third century,
有一个人叫 Cyprian.
There's one man called Cyprian.
他就在那里教导所谓祭司成侣的制度， sacerdotalism.
He is teaching of the sacerdotalism.
他在那里主张说使徒啊， 把他们这个神权就传递一代一代的传递给那一些的主教。
And this is to say that the church pass on their succession of a bishopship one after another.
如果不在这个层级的权柄之内的，
if we are not in those systems,
都要被革除，不能得救。
it will be cut off from the possibility of salvation.
只有在这一种教会, 就是成绩的那个教会里面,
and you have to be in this system, in this church.
才有有效的圣礼,
and there's only effective sacraments there.
并且呢, 他说在这个教会之外, 就没有救恩了。
He said outside of this church, there's no salvation.
所以我们看见那个里面就开始腐化。
So we see the corruption of the church from inside.
在那个时候也有其他的异端发生。
And there are many heresies started at that time.
像这个Messianism。
Like a Messianism.
他们把旧约的神和新约的神就分开了。
They separate the God of the Old Testament to God of the New Testament.
他们自己是接受路加福音和保罗头十奉的书信。
They only accept the Luke and the first 10 Paul's letters.
还有 Manichaeism.
And there's a Manichaeism.
他们自称就是圣灵。
They claim that they are Holy Spirit.
他们常说一种宇宙的大同教。
They advocate a universal religion.
所以就在那个一面逼迫的时候,
and at that time of persecution,
教会一面在那里往前去,
and the church moved ahead, proceed in a
spiritual. 但是另外一面我们看见异端也来了,
and on the other hand, we know the heresy came.
我们看见偏离真理的内政的制度也开始,
and the system deviated from the truth came in.
但是感谢赞美神,
and praise and thank God.
也就在那一点时期, 还有人在那里持守正道。
They are people keep God's testimony at that time.
主还在那里建造他的教会。
And the Lord is building his church.
那个时候有一个有名的人, 叫做Origen。
There's a famous Origen there.
他是生在1885年。
He was born 188.
他的父亲, 爱主。
His father loved the Lord very much.
所以被抓去了,
was arrested.
那个时候他是个年轻的人,
he was a young man at that time.
可以说是一个 teenager.
He was a teenager.
他就跑到监狱里头去看他父亲。
He went to the prison to visit his father.
鼓励他的父亲,
he encouraged his father.
你要向主忠心到底。
You need to be faithful until the end.
结果他的父亲就寻到,
and his father was martyred.
他自己成了一个很有名的一个学者。
He becomes a very famous scholar.
但是他在那里说教会是属灵的。
And he said the church is spiritual.
凡是接受神圣生命的都在教会里面。
And all that is received, the holiness, it belongs to the church.
教会你不能同一个素人的组织来比较。
And church cannot be equated with an organization.
那个时候还有一班人叫做 Novations.
This people called Novations.
他们坚决地主张教会那个亲切的交通。
They insist the pure fellowship within the church.
还有一班人叫做 Montanus.
They are people called Montanus.
他们提倡这个教会里面我们要有很高的生活的标准。
They advocate a very high standard of church living.
并且他们很注重圣灵在神百姓中的地位。
They emphasize on the place of the Holy Spirit among the people of God.
所以我们感谢赞美神。
So we praise and thank God.
虽然教会渐渐地在那里偏离正路。
Even though the church deviated from God's original purpose, but our Lord is still building his own church. And he left the witness of his own. And let's see the third.
就是在比加摩的教会。
It is in the church of Pergamo.
那是主后333年到606年。
And that's in the AD 313 to 606.
可以说就是第四世纪一直到第六世纪。
It's from 4th century to 6th century.
在主后312年的时候。
In 312 AD.
那个时候罗马的皇帝去世了。
And the Roman Emperor died.
所以四个将军啊，都在那里要强做罗马的皇帝。
And four generals striving to get to the top.
中间有一个叫做 Constantine the Great.
Among them, Constantine.
他说他看见一个异象。
He said he saw a vision.
他看见一个像十字架的那个东西在那里。
He saw something look like a cross.
并且上面写着借此得胜。
And there's a writing inscription there says,By this conquer.
我们不知道他是真看见你，还是这是他这个政治手腕。
We do not know whether he really see it or it's for a political reason.
因为他手下的部队有许多都是基督徒。
Because they are many Christians among his subordinates.
所以可能他要基督徒替他卖命。
Because he wants those Christians to fight to death for him.
到了那个那一个这个 Melbourne 这个桥啊，那个决战的时候。
Come to the point of the final decision of the Melbourne Bridge.
他说他做了一个梦。
He said he had a dream.
告诉他说要在所有的并肩的盾牌的上面呢，要做一个记号。
He said they will make a sign on all the shield of his soldiers.
那个记号上面什么呢？就是基督希腊文的字母头两个字母。
And that's the first two letters of.The Greek letter of Christ was superimposed on that.
这个英文的看法好像一个是 X, 一个是 P 一样。
英文 ，sorry, in English it's just like X or P.
今天一直到今天你还能看见这一个记号，是不是？
Until today, you still can see this sign.
就做了这样一个记号在那里。
And they see this sign there.
结果他打了胜仗。
And he.Won the battle.
所以在313年的时候
，and in the year of 313,
他就下命令
，and he say,
宗教自由
，the religious freedom was proclaimed.
他把所有这个教会里头所有的产业都发完
，he returned all those for church property returned to the church.
到了314的时候
In the year of 314
那个时候啊他把他另外一个罗马你知道罗马王那个时候有两个的他把那个也打掉了
And he becomes the only head of the Roman Empire
所以为所庆祝的缘故啊他就下令啊更开放了
In order to celebrate he allowed more tolerance
特别对基督徒表示友好
HeExtend the favor to the Christians.
所以那个时候啊，政教就合一了。
And at that time, the church and the state combined.
君士坦丁他不但是当时教会的这个元首。
Constantine not only was he the head of the church.
他也是那个时候异教的大祭司。
But also he was the high priest of the heathen.
所以从那个时候教会那个就真正的这个堕落下去了
And from that time on the church falls
那个时候加入教会啊乃是一件时髦的事情
And to enter into the church to becomes a fashionable thing
因为皇帝鼓励的
Because the emperor encouraged
如果他的兵丁啊肯受洗的话
If any of his soldiers willing to be baptized
就要赏他白绫和衣服
And it will be given to him the 100 coat, silver coat,
silver and garment,
silver garments,
and
garment.
所以那个时候啊，这个受洗的人啊，那是可以说是像海浪一样。
So the many just came to be baptized.
因为儒教变成。德福的荣耀的途径
Because to be in Christianity becomes a way of prosperity.
在那个时候，这个公教这个名词就开始了 ，Catholic 这个名词就开始了。
From that time on, the name of the Catholic star.
在所有的这个官方的这个教会的文件上面都有 Catholic 这一个字。
All the official documents had the word Catholic.To the church.
当时那一些监督们啊，就是常常参与宫殿里头的活动。
And those bishops they participate much in the activity in the palace.
基督教的事情就是国家的事情。
And whatever of the church is it belongs to the church, the state also.
自识自学就代替了福音的真理。
Intellectual and philosophic exercise replaced the truth.
外面宗教的仪式就代替了性爱和属灵的意念。
The ritual replaced faith, love, and the heavenly mindedness.
那个时候，那个教皇的制度啊，就已经铺了路了。
And this paved the way to the papacy.
Leo the Great.
Leo the Great.
他在第五世纪的时候。
In fifth century.
他做罗马的监督。
And he was the bishop in Rome.
他就打定了这一个罗马至高的神学基础。
And he laid the foundation of the supremacy of the Rome.
他解说马太第十六章。
In his interpretation of the Matthew 16,
他说马太十六章那个磐石就是彼得。
And he said that rock was Peter.
所以你就看见说罗马的教皇、罗马的建筑啊，就比什么建筑都高了。
As a result, he elevated the Roman bishop above everybody.
从第四世纪开始。
From the fourth century.
或者说第四世纪以后
and after fourth century,
一切属灵的运动啊，就和组织的宗教就分开了
and all the true spiritual movements split from the organized religions
当这种宗教制度啊，在那里发展的时候
and when those religions organization developed
还有一些爱主的人他没有受他的影响
and there's maybe love the Lord was not polluted
他们还是维持福音的单纯
and they hold the simplicity of the gospel
他不受这些宗教制度的束缚
and they are not restricted by the religious organization
就在这一段时间的里面
and in those times
因为异端很多
Because they are many heresies.
所以就开了好几次的所谓教法会议 councils.
So many meetings of the church council.
他们在那里要坚定啊这个信条。
And they're trying to make the doctrine.
Creed.
Creed.
要来排除一切的异端。
They want to expel the heresies.
所以那个时候我们就看见说这一节的那个造成那个这个信仰啊理智化了。
And so they have the centralization of their belief, centralized their belief.
他们那个时候信仰变成理智化了 ,intellectual.
They intellectualize their faith.
并且我们看见这个教会啊就开始集权了集权了。
And they centralized their power in the church.
在那个时候，那一段的时间中间，最有名的异端有两种。
They are two prominent heresies at that time.
一种就是 Arian controversy.
The first one is Arian controversy.
还有一种是 Pelagian heresy.
The second one is Pelagian heresy.
这个 Arian 他对于三一的神啊。他有不同的看法。
Arians have a different view of the Trinity of the Godhead.
他否认救主的神性。
He denied the deity of the Lord Jesus.
这个 Pelagian 呢
？What about the Pelagian？
他们坚持说，人啊，还是像当初被创造的时候一样的无罪。
They insist that man is as innocent as the time when Adam was created.
所以人有能力可以自洁。
So man has ability to keep himself unpolluted.
这个 Arianism 乃是从东方开始的。
Arianism originated from the East.
它破坏基督的神格。
It destroyed the deity of Christ.
这个 Pelagianism 呢
？And the Pelagianism
是从西方开始。
They originated from the West.
他误解了人性。
They misunderstand the nature of man.
所以一个你就看见他在哪里这个误解基督。
One misunderstand Christ.
一个是误解罪人。
and the other misunderstand the sinner.
但是要应付这两个异端。
And to face those two heresies.
在这个教会历史里有两个很有名的人。
And two very famous people from church history stand out.
Athanasius.
Athanasius.
他是对付 Arianism 的。
He fight against Arian.
Augustine.
Augustine,
他是对付那个 Pelagian 这个 heresy.
He battled with the Pelagian heresy.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
虽然在那个时候，我们看见教会已经堕落了。
Even though at that time we know the church already falling away.
他落在世界的里面去了。
Falling into the world.
完全可以说走样。
And it changed from his original purpose.
但是神还为着他自己留下他的见证。
But God still leave the testimony for himself.
他还是在那里建造他的教会。
He's still building his church.
所以在西班牙一带的地方。
So in Spain,
有一个非常的运动。
And there is a particular movement.
要完全回到神的话语的里面去
and return to the God's word completely.
这个运动就传到法国和葡萄牙
and this movement moved to France and Portugal.
这些人历史称他为 Priscillians.
And in history we know they are Priscillians.
他们用神的话当作他们道理和日常生活的唯一的规则。
They adopt God's words as the only rule for their living and in order.
基督徒过圣洁的生活乃是因为与基督交通。
The purity of Christian life is based on their communion with Christ.
他们不承认有圣品和平信徒的分别。
They do not accept the difference between the laity and the clergy.
所有的信徒都有圣灵，将神的话来教导他们。
And all the believers have God's words taught by the Holy Spirit.
传扬神的话是公开的。
And spread God's words is in public.
根据圣灵的喜好。
And according to Spirit.Pressure.
所以就是在那一个第三个时期的里面，我们看见我们的主还在那里建造他的教会。
So even in this third period, the Lord is still building His church.
第四个时期。
Fourth period.
在推雅推拉的教会。
In the church at Thyatira.
大家都承认这个时期啊是开始在主后五百九十年。
There's a consistent agreement that this period started from 590 AD.
就是 Gregory the Great 做教王的时候。
And this is the time Gregory the Great becomes the Pope.
一直继续，照历史来说，到了十六世纪。
And it proceeded until the 16th century.
那个时候啊，因为教会啊已经与国家联合了。
At that time, the church is in combination with the state.
所以他不能单单的依靠基督的话。
He cannot depend solely on God's word.
他不能根据圣经来做事情。
He cannot do things according to the Bible.
不但这样，国家和教会在哪里政权？
And not only that, this power struggle between this.Stay in the church.
结果这个教会就是基督教胜过了国家。
And the result is the church overcome the state.
就是成了所谓教国了。
And
papal state.
Becomes a papal state.
那个时候，基督教就进到黑暗的里面去了。
And the Christianity entered into the dark age.
因为要统一的缘故。
For the sake of unity.
所以凡是不根据这个系统的都要受逼迫。
Those who outside this system subject to persecution.
许多的基督徒在罗马帝国的逼迫下殉道。
Many Christian martyrs by the Roman Empire.
我们现在要看见无数的基督徒在罗马教 给陛下殉道。
Many Christians even martyred by the Roman Catholic Church.
迷信代替了信心。
Superstition replaced faith.
仪式代替了生命。
Ritual replaced the life.
那个时候，在罗马天主教的里面。
In the Roman Catholic Church,
有各种各样的说法。
There are many sayings.
拜玛利亚。
The Mary worship.
拜圣徒。
And the saints worship.
拜圣物 relics.
Relic worship.
炼狱 purgatory.
Purgatory.
这个告诫。
Auricular confession.
还有赎罪票，赎罪。
And indulgence.
这些的东西就都有了。
And all of those things exist and practice.
也在这个时期。
At the same time.
这个宗教的工作非常的发达。
And the church prospered. The work of the church.
Religious.
The religious work.Prosper.
那个时候就是在历史上的那个十字军的时候。
That's the crusade in history that we know of a Christian.
我们知道组织十字军啊，要把耶路撒冷圣地啊从伪教徒手里抢过来。
They want to regain the control of Jerusalem from the Muslims.
那个几次的十字军啊，这个运动啊，不知道带进多少的痛苦。
Several crusades caused the many suffering and atrocity.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
这一个是官方的历史。
This is the official history.
我们看见说神还在那里建造他的教会。
And we know that the Lord is still building his church.
虽然在官方的历史里面，我底下都要提的，或者不提。
In the official history, I'm not going to refer to those.
在官方历史里头你读不到。
And you cannot read what I mentioned later from the official church history.
如果你读到的话，都是那一些毁谤的话。
If what you heard from official history, it's the false testimony, accusation of.
在那个时候还有一些忠心于神话语的人。
They are made faithful to the word of the Lord.
他们还是维持在基督里面的单纯。
They maintain the simplicity in Christ.
在第七世纪的中叶。
In the middle of the 7th century.
在米索菲多米亚布达米亚有 polygons.
And in Mesopotamia there's a polygon.
我们要记得这些都是别人替他们取的名字。
And those names were given by others.
他们自己自称他们是基督徒。
They call themselves Christians.
那么这些的 polygons.
And those polygons.
他们中间有一本的书叫 The Key of Truth, 真理的钥匙。
They have a book called The Key of Truth.
根据这一本书上所写的。
And according to what's written in the book.
他们特别注意两件事。
There's two things they emphasize most.
他们注意读经祷告。
They emphasize on the reading the Bible and the prayer.
他们注意与神的话相符的圣洁的生活。
They emphasize on the holy life in accordance with the word of God.
他们不接受所谓中央集权的制度。
They don't accept those power from centralized.
来管理各地的教会。
To govern all the local churches scattered around.
他们认为每一个地方教会神是他们的元首。
They believe the local church has Christ as its head.
有一帮弟兄们，他们游行到各地，把神的话语来帮助、来建造、造就他们。
They are traveling brothers to help them to spread the word of God.
他们这个属灵的合一是完全根据他们在基督里所有的生命。
The spiritual unity was so completely based on.Their spiritual life in the Lord.
这一个是 polygons.
This is the polygons.
还有 bogomils.
And we And Bogomil.
Bogomil 是意思就是神的朋友。
Bogomil means the friends of God.
他们从第八世纪一直到第十五世纪。
From the 8th century to 15th century.
盛行在巴尔干半岛的那个地方。
And they are in the Balkan Peninsula.
他们维持很高尚的生活标准。
They maintain a high living standard.
他们传讲福音的爱和恩典。
They preach the love and grace of the gospel.
在生活的上面彰显圣徒的美德。
And they show forth the virtue of the saints.
承认全体信徒都是祭司。
Acknowledge the universal priesthood of the believers.
在意大利和法国。
And in Italy and France.
有一般的人叫 Catholics.
And there are people called the Catholics.
这是就是十二世纪的时候的清教徒 and Puritans.
And they become the 12th century the Puritans.
在亚尔伯斯山的南部
in the Mount Elbrus the south.
还有一般的基督徒人称他们为 Waldenses.
And people call them Waldenses.
因为他们特别尊重圣经。
And because they paid a special respect to the Word of God.
以圣经为他们日常生活和教会秩序的规则。
So the Bible is the only basis for their church life and their order.
基督就借着圣灵在他们里面领导他们。
And Christ came to them through the Holy Spirit.
这就是因着信。
And salvation is out of belief.
得救的信实，得救的证实是圣洁的生活。
And the proof of salvation is a pure life.
受洗乃是信靠基督的见证。
Baptism is the testimony of believing in the Lord.
白饼乃是纪念基督的牺牲。
Breaking the bread is to remember the sacrifice of our Lord.
在他们中间有一个有名的人叫 Peter Waddle.
There's a famous one, Peter Waddle among them.
Peter Waddle 本来是一个很富裕的一个做买卖的人。
And Peter.Waddle was a very rich businessman.
他根本对属灵的事情没有兴趣的。
He really have no appetite for the spiritual things.
但有一次他在那里宴客的时候。
But one day, when he had a feast.
他一个朋友忽然死去了。
And one just dropped dead among his guests.
这一个就提醒了他。
And that reminded him.
他就变卖一切所有的就起来传主的福音。
And he sold everything and started to preach the gospel.
有一帮人的人跟与他一同到到处去传道。
And there are a group of people with him and preach everywhere.
称为 Poor Man of Leon.
Their name is the Poor Man of Leon.
里昂的穷人。
And the Poor Man of Leon.
在十四世纪的时候。
And in the 14th century.
神在欧洲也兴起了一番所谓的奥秘派。
And God raised the mystics of in Europe.
他们这帮奥秘派就特别注重与主相与神相交。
Their emphasis is the communion with the Lord.
他们自己称他们是神的朋友。
They call themselves the friends of God.
中间最有名的是 Master Eckhart 和那个 John Taylor、Toller 这些的人。
Among them, the most famous Master Eckhart and John Taylor.
同时在那个时候，神在英国兴起了这个 John Wycliffe.
And John Wycliffe was raised in England by the Lord.
他反对那个时候罗马的这一些的这个祭司，他们把神的话好像离弃了。
And
到教会应当有的地位上去。
Urge people to return to the state of the church.
他做了一个最大的事情。
And the most significant thing he did.
就是把圣经译成英文。
He translated the Bible into English.
也有一帮与他在一起出去传道的人。
They are a group of people preach the gospel with him.
这一帮的人在历史上称他为 Lolas.
And they call themselves Lolas.
被人叫他们 Lolas.
People call them Lolas.
在欧洲呢。
In Europe,
我们也看见有 John Hus 这个人
，and John Hus was in Europe.
这一帮的人都在那里维持神的见证
，and those people maintain the testimony of the Lord.
到了十五世纪的时候
，until the 15th century,
神在欧洲兴起两个团体来
，this is a two organization came out, two group of people came out in Europe.
一个叫做 United Brethren,
and one is United Brethren.
他们主张要受浸。
They proclaim that they need to be baptized.
基督徒要过圣洁的生活。
Need to live a holy life.
良心的自由
and the freedom of conscience.
他们承认神的儿女是合一的
and they say that all God's children are unified.
他们不愿意另外成为一个组织
they do not want to start another denomination.
他们愿意与神的众儿女合一
rather they want to be with the God's children.
还有一个团体
and there's another.
叫做 brothering of the common life.
And that's the brothering of the common life.
他们就是根据基督的福音来创办教育
according to God's gospel is emphasized education.
他们那个时候办的学校是最有名的。
And the school they had is most famous.
今天有一份的书是很普遍的。
And it's a very popular book.
An Imitation of Christ, 效法基督。
And the Imitation of Christ.
这个就是在他们中间的人所写的。
And that was written among someone among them.
所以我们看见就是在罗马天主教那样的一个组织的里面
and even in those such a rigid organization of a Roman Catholic
在那样一个很的环境的里面
in such a dark environment
我们的主在那里建造他的教会
and our Lord is still building his church
弟兄姊妹我们在那里看查考这教会历史的时候
and when we check outLook up the church history.
我们如果真正在那里查找教会真的历史的话
，And if we search the real history of the church,
而不是官方的历史
，Not official document.
我们真是觉得惊讶
，And we amazed.
今天我们许多所看见的真理，他们早在那里维持了。
For what we see today as a new revelation, they maintained it at that time already.
并且他们为着神所给他们看见的，他们把命都放上去。
And for what they see, they lay down their life.
主一直在那里建造他的教。
The Lord is building His church.
到了第五个时期。
And in the fifth period.
就是在撒地的教会。
It's in the Church of Sardis.
我想所有解经的人都承认说，撒地的教会是代表十六世纪那个改教运动。
And the Sardis Church is the Reformation Church.
在这个改教运动开始之前
，Before the Reformation，
差不多300年的中间
，About 300 years，
神已经在来准备这个运动。
And the Lord was prepared for this movement.
因为那个时候有学校。
And because there's a school.
那个时候圣经有新的一本。
And there's a new translation of the Bible.
那个时候印刷机也发明了。
And the printing press has been invented.
并且罗马这个教他们那一种的这个编者的那个那种的光景。
And the deviations of the Roman Catholic Church.
都在那里准备人的心。
And all of those prepared the heart of the people.
所以到了十六世纪的时候，那个改教就开始。
And when the 16th century came, the Reformation started.
在德国有马丁路德。
In Germany, there's a Martin Luther.
在瑞士有 Zwingli 和 Calvin.
There are Zwingli and Calvin in Switzerland.
在法国有 William Fowler.
William Fowler in Forest in France.
在英国后来在 Henry the Eighth 的时候也有这个宗教的革新
In Henry the Eighth there is a Reformation in England as well
因为我想恐怕一般弟兄姊妹对改教运动的情形比较知道的多一点
Because I think most of you know something about the Reformation
所以我就不详细地讲
I will not get into the detail
不过我们知道在那个时候一个最有名的一个文件
But there's a very important document at that time.
为什么基督教是称为这个 Protestant Church?
That explains why the Christian Church is called the Protestant Church.
因为在1529年的时候
Because in the year of 1529,
在第二次帝国大会在 Spa 开会的时候
Because the secondThe meeting that was held in Spa.
那个时候在德国的诸侯他们提出抗议。
And the princes in Germany, they protest.
So Protestant, they protest.
They protest. That's why called the Protestant.
他们有一个文件。
They have a document.
他们怎么说呢
？How did they say it?
他们说他们要尽最大的努力来维持推进。神的荣耀
that they would use their ultimate exertion to advance the glory of God
要维持与神的话相符的道理
and to maintain a doctrine in conformity with his word
感谢神因为在他们的时候
And thank God because in their time,
那将那埋没在大众迷信下的阴性称义的真理叫他们得着了。
And they obtained the truth of justification by faith, which was buried at that time.
所以他们绝不允许那神最近启示给他们真理消灭。
So they were not allowed the newly revealed truth being diminished.
啊，因此这一个抗议书啊，今天更宗教就成为 Protestant Church.
Because of this Protestant document, so the Reformed Church is called the Protestant Church.
是在后来改教运动最大的是两件事。
There's two things that are most important for the Reformation.
一个就是因信称义。
One is justification by faith.
还有一个就是公开的圣经。
Second is the open Bible.
是在后来改教运动，它的名利那还是在神的话语的上面。
And the power for the Reformation is from the word of the Lord.
但是那个时候改教的那一方弟兄们，他们做错了一件事。
But there's one thing.Those brothers in Reformation times make mistakes.
啊，这种 reformers 他们犯了一个错误。
They make one big mistake.
他们把自己放在改教诸侯的底下。
They put themselves under the Protestant princes.
让他们来保护他们。
Allow them to protect.
他们忽略了。
And they didn't see.
教会所需的一切的能力。无论是里面的外面的树林的行政的都是居住在元首基督的里面。
They overlook the grand truth that all the power inwardly and outwardly and it's hidden in the head of the church which is the Lord.
所以结果呢
And the result is
我们看见一些改教的运动不彻底。
And it's not sorrow for the Reformation.
这些从罗马圣徒的发出来的，就变成国教，各国的国教。
And those churches, they came out of a Roman Catholic, becomes a national church.
但是感谢赞美神。
But praise and thank God.
就在改教那一段的时间。
And in those times of a Reformation,
有一帮清心爱主的人。
And they are a group of people, not the Lord with the pure heart.
他们认为这个改教运动不可彻底。
They think the Reformation is not sorrow.
他们要是对的，回到神的真理里头去。
They want to return to the absolute truth of God.
因为他们是主张受浸。
And they proclaim to be baptized.
啊，你知道那个时候在国教的里面，你生下来，就接点水，
Because at that time in the national church, you just sprinkled with water when you were born.
啊，如果你是一个德国人的话
，If you are German,
啊，你也是这个鲁德教的教友。
And you are the member of a Lutheran.
因为你生下来的时候就接过水了。
Because when you was born, you already been sprinkled.
但是这一帮爱主的人
，But those people they love the Lord.
他们否认这件事情。
They denied such a thing.
他们说我们要自己相信，然后要进到水里去做见证。
They say that we need to believe first, and we want to immerse into the water.
所以那个时候人就称他们为 Anabaptist.
So at that time, the people called them Anabaptist.
就是再受浸的。
And that is to say, the baptized again.
在官方教会的历史的里面。
And in the official church history.
他们认为这些 Anabaptist 是都是异端。
And they think that Anabaptist are heresy.
并且写了许许多多诽谤的话。
And they say the much bad thing about them.
他们里头的文件都被毁坏。
And all those and documentation of Anabaptist was been destroyed.
感谢神，还是在最近这一二十年了。
And only those past 20 years.
这个 Anabaptist 的历史渐渐给我们发现。
And have the history of Anabaptist gradually revealed to us.
他们受许多的苦，不是因为他们受受浸的缘故。
They suffered the medicines because not just because they baptized again.
我们那个时候有许多弟兄姊妹因为再受浸的缘故，听到。
There are many people because they baptized the second time they were killed.
Not the second time.
Sorry. Because they want insist to be baptized, they've been killed.
甚至到有什么地步呢
？And to what extent?
好，你要受浸了。
Yes, you want to be baptized.
他们今天开始抄，放在你经上上，就 在水里出去。
It's just a hand, a stone on your neck, and so you to into the water.
许多人就是这样寻找。
And many were smarter this way.
但是这一般埃纳巴特其实这个埃纳巴特里头不是一个系统的。
The Anabaptist is not just one system.
有各种各样的人在里头。
There are many type of people.
他们所注重的点也有一些的不同。
There are different emphasis among them.
但是他们都是要回到当初去。
But all of them want to return to the original purpose.
他们知道与救世的主有直接的交通。
They know to have a direct communication with the Lord of the Savior.
他们不允许任何的人、任何宗教的形式割在他们的灵魂和基督的中间。
They do not allow any man or any system to stand between them and the Lord.
他们愿意遵守新约里面初期教会的样式。
They want to keep those original teaching.Temple in the first church.
他们自己描写这个基督的教会是怎样的呢？
How do they describe the church of Christ?
他说是圣徒们的聚集。
He said it's the assembly of the believers.
是圣灵把他们聚集。
The Holy Spirit gathered them together.
听说基督那神圣的教训啊，与世界就隔绝。
Because of Christ, they separate from the world.
被神圣的爱所联络
，and they were put together by the holy love，
将圣灵的祭物从心里面显到基督的面前
，and offer spiritual offering from the heart to the Christ, the Lord Christ。
无论什么人要在这个教会里成为神家里的一个
，no matter who wants to be the member in God's family，
他就必须要行走。生活行走在神的里面
He must live and walk in the Lord
顺便我们在这里也可以提到在法国有一帮的人叫 Huguenots
By the way, there are people called Huguenots in France
他们这个被这个天主教大屠杀 Bartholomew 这个大屠杀这是历史上一个事情
The history records the Bartholomew of the massacre
可以说更宗教是一部复兴衰败的历史
And we know the Reformation is the revival and declension of the church history
我没有时间把一个时期一个时期都讲一点
I cannot went through the whole thing so one period after another
当然是我们知道到了后来我们有新增到 Moravians
We have Saint Dolph and Moravians and Wesleyans.
还有许许多多。
There are many others.
这个我们就不提。
And we are not going to mention here.
第六。
And six.
在苏拉菲菲的教会。
In Philadelphia.
这个就是在19世纪开始的时候。
The church is in 19th century.